God that guides us is the 23rd Psalm. We examine it under the theme. Jesus leads through the valley into the Father's house. The 23rd Psalm is the most familiar and popular of all the Psalms. Like an old friend, many of us have known it since childhood. Without question, this is the psalm that we want to hear when we are stricken with grief and when our bodies begin to fail us. We welcome it from our hospital bed. We lean on it when we stand at the grave of a loved one. We depend on it because the words give us strength. Strength to go forward by propping up our sagging faith. The words of the 23rd Psalm remind us that the path we are walking is certain. It's certain even though that path is without visible road signs. It is certain because it is not our path. It is our shepherd's path, along which we are now being led. And who is that shepherd? Jesus, our risen Savior, of course. After all, in John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." He also assures us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Yes, Jesus, our risen Savior, is our good shepherd. But in order to have a greater understanding of what this means, let's dig a little deeper into God's Word, shall we? When we do this, we will discover that Jesus is the shepherd who leads his sheep through the valley into his Father's house. Jesus traveled the path that his heavenly Father laid out for him. That's right. While you and I often stray from the path that God has laid out for us, Jesus faithfully followed his Father's holy way. Indeed, he lived out his Father's command. "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." In so doing, Jesus resisted the devil's temptations time and time again, including in the wilderness when he said to Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And yet, as Jesus followed the path laid out by his Father, we notice that he never, ever lacked anything. As the Father provided for all his needs of body and soul, Jesus was never in want. What's important to note also is that Jesus remained on the Father's path even when it passed through the valley of the shadow of death. That's right, Jesus never deviated, even when that path led him to the cross. Think about Golgotha for a moment. Think about the place of the skull. Jesus was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And yet Hebrews 12 tells us he kept his eyes fixed on the joy that was set before him. And he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So clearly, Jesus did not want, as at the end of the path, through the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus entered the Father's house. Jesus entered the Father's house, and the table set before him is none other than the feast of victory. And that's what Jesus promised. He promised that that would happen on the night he instituted the Lord's Supper, remember? He said, "I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Jesus knows the flock as one who himself has been a sheep. It's very profound. Let me say that again. Jesus knows the flock, meaning you and me, as one who himself has been a sheep. You see, God the Father led him. And Jesus experienced for himself the faithful care that the Heavenly Father gave him. And since Jesus has learned this in his suffering, the Heavenly Father has made him the great shepherd of the sheep. Jesus became our good shepherd because he followed the valley, through the valley of the shadow of death, and rose from the dead. And now tenderly, Jesus, the good shepherd, shepherds you and you and you and me. You see, the risen shepherd followed the path laid out by his Heavenly Father, went through the valley of the shadow of death, and now is in the Father's house. And he's our good shepherd who leads us through that same path, through the valley of the shadow of death, unto our Father's house. Now, you might think, wait a minute. So Jesus is leading me down the path unto my Father's house. But why, Pastor, does sometimes it seem that we're going down the wrong path? Why does it seem that we're going farther and farther from the heavenly home where we're to be headed? Well, my friends, the more that we live in the world, the farther from the heavenly home we may seem. And that's because we live in a sin-fallen, broken world. We live in a world where cancer happens, a world where relationships fall apart, a world where loved ones die. So there are many times along this path that we will struggle. You and I will struggle in this sin-fallen world as we pass through the valley of the shadow of death. And as we struggle along the path that God is leading us, Satan will come along. That's right, the evil one. And he will tempt us to think that God is leading us down the wrong path. He will tempt us to think that God has abandoned us, that we are all alone on this path. You see, the evil one, Satan, wants you and I to be overwhelmed. To be overwhelmed by anxiety and fear, uncertainty and doubt. He wants us to be overwhelmed and to give in to his temptation to give up on God. And then to seek our own sinful solutions or our own sinful answers to our problems. The devil wants us to seek solutions and answers in all the wrong places. What does that look like practically? Well, someone might say, well, my life's a mess. Maybe my horoscope has the answers for me. My life's a mess. Maybe I'll find happiness or relief at the bottom of a bottle, in the arms of someone who is not my spouse, when I get that next fix, or simply through the endless pursuit of wealth and the things of this world. See, the devil, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death in our sin-fallen world, he wants to trip us up. He wants to lead us away from the good shepherd who's out in front of us. He wants us to follow another direction. He wants us to put our own wisdom before God's wisdom. And that's why Scripture reminds us that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end, it is the way of death. You see, as we go through the valley of the shadow of death along the path, when we stray, God is patient. And God reaches out to us in his unconditional love. And he calls us back to himself through repentance and faith. Yes, he says, come to me. Repent of your sins. I will restore you to the path that leads to my Father's house. I'll restore you to the path that you might follow the example of David, the author of this psalm. And you might think, wait a minute, David? Follow the path of David? Now here's a man who strayed, right? We remember when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. We remember when he tried to cover up his sin by killing her husband, Uriah the Hittite. Yes, no doubt David strayed. Just like you and just like me, strayed from the path of his Father, Heavenly Father. And yet, David set an example for us. He turned to God in repentance and faith. Read Psalm 51 sometime. David cries out, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Yeah, see, along the path and going through the valley of the shadow of death, David strayed, and yet God called him back to repentance and faith. And David repented. David confessed his sins, and God graciously forgave him and restored him. Listen to what David goes on to say in Psalm 51, verse 17. He says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, a sorry heart, Oh God, you will not despise. My friends, we are going along this path, and Jesus is guiding us through the valley of the shadow of death. And there are times when we will stray, but remember time and time again, our gracious and loving God calls us back to Him. Even as He called David back. And God would have us to follow David's example, to cry out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Yes, every day, in your hour of need, as you stumble on the path following the good shepherd, turn to Jesus. Cry out to the good shepherd. Turn to Jesus and He will rescue you. Turn to Jesus and He will love you. Turn to Jesus and He'll shower you with His forgiveness. Turn to Jesus, who will make you lie down in the green pastures of His word, and restore your faith as you return to the still waters of your baptism. Turn to Jesus, who has prepared a table before us. We know it as the Lord's Supper, where the Good Shepherd, the living Savior, comes to us and meets us one on one and gives us His body broken and His blood shed for the forgiveness of all our sin, guilt, and shame. Yes, as we walk on the path, we will stray, but God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins as Jesus comes to us in word and sacraments and restores us, that we can move forward following the good shepherd. Following the good shepherd who ultimately leads us home, home to heaven, where there is no more suffering or sorrow or sickness and pain, but only joy in the presence of our Savior Jesus Christ, and a blessed reunion with our loved ones who have gone before us in the faith. So we leave today on Mother's Day, also Good Shepherd Sunday, determined to follow Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Follow Jesus as His Holy Spirit strengthens us through word and sacraments. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the voice of your shepherd. The voice of the one who says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The voice of our living Savior, who ultimately will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death unto our Father's house in heaven. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, guard our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.